there's no doubt that there will be very significant disruption. Indeed, there's already been disruption and upset for patients arising from this. Across hospitals across the country, but across our group, have been cancelling patients since early yesterday morning, making contact with them by phone, etc., to let them know that their elective procedure or their outpatient appointment or otherwise is not now taking place. And that creates an upset for patients who have made arrangements and prepared themselves for those procedures. And it also, we're expecting that there will be very significant impact on our emergency departments. Our emergency departments are already extremely busy. Letterkenny has had very high levels of attendance over the last month in particular. And we expect that that this action and the disruption today will add to that and lead to further patient delays within the emergency department.
And that manifests itself as literally waiting longer, does it?
We're expecting that it'll manifest itself in a couple of ways. I think that patients that are attending the emergency department for non-urgent reasons will find that they are significantly delayed within the department. It'll just take them a lot longer to pass through.
Mm-hmm.
We're also expecting that the numbers of patients awaiting admission on trolleys will increase. Now, fortunately, in Letterkenny this morning, there are only two patients awaiting admission on trolleys, and Letterkenny has been doing fairly well, actually, in that regard over the last 4 weeks or so. But we would expect that will change as a result of this action. The whole hospital process will slow down. Numbers of patients discharged today will slow down, and so we are anticipating that the numbers of patients on trolleys will increase.
Yes, and I'm not expecting you to comment on this, Tony, but I suppose the union will argue this is, you know, what they had to do to show the importance of the work that they do, even though it's in inverted commas behind the scenes. It's one day today. How long after they return to work this evening or tomorrow, I don't know what their shift pattern is, will it take to catch up? There'll be a lag then, presumably, in getting things back to the way they were, will there?
There absolutely will. If we experience an increase in numbers of patients on trolleys, and I expect we will, it will take us a number of days to bring that back into equilibrium, and it'll certainly be after the weekend before we would achieve that. But for elective procedures that we've cancelled, while we will do our very best to ensure that we reschedule people as quickly as possible, that is going to be difficult. We already have significant waiting lists. We have very significant numbers of patients awaiting elective procedures, and it's if you lose a day of activity, as we're losing today, it's very difficult to reschedule that.
I'm not sure if you mentioned earlier on, have you an idea of how many people would have been contacted to say their elective treatment is not going ahead?
We don't have an exact count at this stage for each of our hospitals, but we know that some of the services, for example, in Letterkenny that are impacted, the endoscopy service, the bronchoscopy service, the warfarin clinic, all of these are impacted by the cancellations that have taken place.
Right, and you don't know when those cancellations can or would be rescheduled?
We can't say, except that we will be doing our best to reschedule them as quickly as we possibly can. But again, bearing in mind that we already have significant waiting lists, and we have patients scheduled for Thursday and Friday and so on to try and address that.